FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and it's August 28th, 2017. Hard to believe the summer is over, but the fun begins. Getting back to work, getting back to reality, as it were. The person you're about to hear from, well, many of you have been in a similar situation. You have a trusted financial advisor, financial planner, and then one day you look at your statements and you see you don't have a lot to show for your family's life savings. And person's name, Angela Sloan, CEO and founder of Sloan Financial. And Angela, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
So you kind of got into this financial sphere as a result of your own negative experiences, huh?
I did. And, you know, I never in a million years thought I would be in this business, period. What I went through just led me here. And of course, you know, your ministry is always where you come from. And when I realized that at the ripe old age of 22 that I had lost $14,440, which was at the time was all the money in the world to me, that gave me my education and it put me where I am today. So I look back at that and, you know, if I could find the guy that did that to me, I would absolutely kiss him on the lips. No idea.
You had the luxury of adversity, as Lee Iacocca would say, and a lot of things that appear to be the worst thing that could ever happen in your life really turn out to be the best thing that could happen over time once you connect the dots. And now you're
never miss out on a good crisis.
Yeah. Never let a good crisis go to waste.
And that's right.
And now you're helping other people avoid similar fates to yourself.
Absolutely. We have about 4 clients across all lines of business, and we do it all if it pertains to money. So, you know, we invest it. We do everything but loan it. We do the tax planning, the taxes.
Yeah.
We have the full securities department, full insurance department. So we do it all.
I'm sorry. How many clients did you say you have?
We have about 4,000.
Oh, that's a pretty sizable number. And I guess in today's world, Angela, people need help more than you've ever needed it before in your life.
Oh, yes. Lord, people don't know which way to turn. You know, it used to be fun for an individual and, you know, your average individual could handle their own stuff. Not so much anymore. This is a crazy world we're in. And you can look at the charts and the technical indicators all day long. But usually what gets you are the things that don't appear on the charts and the technical indicators. And since everything's so internet based now, you don't know what's true.
Yeah, and so we're
you
looking.
Just don't know which way to turn.
I know, and on one hand, it looks like we've been in a financial recovery since the Great Crash. The stock market's going up. Employment numbers appear to be increasing. All these wonderful things seem to be happening. But on the other hand, there's a flip side to that, isn't there?
There is a flip side to it. And, you know, I'm glad to see the unemployment numbers going down. I'm glad to see our GDP is up. You know, there's a lot of positives that are happening, but there is a big elephant and a big gorilla in the middle of the room that people just aren't paying attention to. You know, the sales across all lines of business are up. Your furniture, your cars, your clothing, housing, you know, all of those sales are up, but yet our salaries haven't gone up. And you say, okay, that doesn't make sense. How are the sales going up if the salaries haven't gone up? Well, a lot of it is corporate spending because, you know, corporations love what President Trump is doing by getting rid of regulation and making things easier to do business. So a lot of it is business spending, but on the individual level, on the family level, it's being credit. And, you know, credit card debt is at a high now. In fact, it is where it was pre-2008. So, yes, all of these items are, you know, the sales are up and we're all buying this stuff, but we're buying it on credit. So that's the elephant in the room. You know, you can't ignore the fact that all this spending has taken place, but salaries haven't gone up. The other big gorilla in the room is the student debt. You know, I'm seeing more and more people now come in saying, you know, help me. Now it's time to start paying this debt and we don't have the money to pay it. What are we going to do? And I can tell you what they're doing. They're not paying it because they don't have the money. They're just not paying it.
Right.
So that's the next crisis, I think, coming up is all the student debt.
And so, yeah, obviously student debt, it's a bubble. And the benefit, you know, when you and I went to college, Angela, the payback was like so fast, like 5 years at the most. And now the payback could be 50 years if there is a payback at all to that fancy, new, shiny, newly minted degree.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I sat down with a couple of weeks ago I could have cried for. They had deferred their student debt for as long as they could. And they said, you know, we listened to people around us. We thought we were doing the right thing. And everybody said, just get the degree. Just get the degree. Don't worry about the debt. Just get the degree. And that's what they did. Well, they both got jobs. And in the meanwhile, she becomes pregnant. They have a set of twins. Their child care is costing them $25,000 a year.
Wow.
And they got a mortgage and got a house, and then they had to go through the debt restructure because of the 2008 crisis. So they went through all of that, and now they're down to the debt started having to be paid in August this month.
Ugh.
There is no money for them to pay this.
Yeah.
And there, and between the two of them, there's about $275,000 in debt.
Mm-hmm.
That has been deferred, and guess what? The debt's been deferred, but the interest has been building.
Right.
They'll never, they could never see daylight. Even if they could make those payments, it would take them forever to pay this off. It's like paying on a credit card. You know, when you pay the minimum payment on a credit card,
right,
it just never seems to go away. And that's what happens with a lot of the student debt. I sat down with one couple that had been paying their debt, and this one particular loan, they had been paying on it for 5 years and still owed more than what they borrowed.
Wow.
So, you know, I think there's some predatory lending that went on that's going to need to be addressed as well, because I've seen a couple of those type cases. So, you know, the student debt is something I could just sit down and cry with these kids over. There's no way they can pay it back.
Hey, so, you know, it's an interesting thing, you being in the financial field. You know, if you go to get a reverse mortgage, you're 65 years of age or higher and you can get one, where basically you just get money and then you don't have to make a mortgage payment till you die, and then the house is sold off to satisfy the mortgage. After the financial crisis, they now require these people to take 2 or 3 hours of private counseling, provided not by the person or the company that is going to be doing the reverse mortgage, but by a financial education organization, usually a nonprofit, and they counsel them. But, you know, the students taking out student debt, their debt is going to be with them for all of their life, potentially. There's no counseling going on here, Angela. There should be a course required. You have to learn the insides and outs of that monstrous student loan that you're undertaking.
Well, it's like this couple told me, we were told, just get the degree, just get the degree. All the college counselors, just get the degree. He said, looking back, we can see now the college was going to profit from us going in debt. But we thought, you know, we were being handed sound advice, just get the degree. And that's what put them where they are today. You know, eventually the chickens come home to roost and it's time to pay the piper.
Yeah, and there's no bankruptcy discharge or anything when you're dealing with student loans. I mean, it might be a little, there might be some outs now that didn't exist a couple of years ago, but still, basically, your student loans are forever until you pay them off, whichever comes first.
Right.
So the need to plan and the need to really do a cost-benefit analysis of that high-priced college education that you're thinking about.
Right.
So, but we've also got some pretty heavy stuff going on with auto loans. Those look like the bubble's about to burst there. There's a lot of areas for concern. Makes you wonder whether this economy really can continue onward where it's been going or not.
Well, I'm afraid that people have lost sight, and you know how quick we forget, and they've become complacent because of the euphoria. And you know, the market is emotional; it's an emotional creature. So I just don't want people to lose sight of what did happen and what could happen again.
Yeah, well, it's certainly, look, if you look at the history of the United States and the world, it's been punctuated by financial crises happening on a regular, ongoing basis, right?
Right.
So how can this time really be different? than any other time. That's what I would like to understand here. Why is it different now, Angela? Is it really different?
I don't think it is. I tell you what is a little bit different. Go back to 2008. Do you believe less of what's reported today than you did in 2008?
Oh, well, I was pretty skeptical then, but yeah, for sure.
So, can't believe what you're seeing anymore. Yeah. Can't believe what you're hearing. You know, when I sit and read a report, I'm trying to go, and then what? And then what? And then
what aren't they telling us, right?
Right.
And so what's the best way to avoid falling into this trap?
Do your research.
But how? How do you do effective research in this day and age?
Before you go in debt, think it through. Find out, is it simple interest or compound interest? You probably don't want simple interest. Find out, how does this work? If you don't know how they work, then go out and research and find out how they work.
What do you think the best place to be putting your money is now?
Well, it depends on your age, depends on what it is you want that pile of money to do for you. Is it are you 35 and it's future retirement, or are you 65 and you're looking at retiring in the next year and now it's going to be income driven? So it just depends on what you want that pile of money to do for you. Is it qualified money or non-qualified money? So there's no cookie cutter answer for that.
Right.
When I sit down with a client, I want to know, what do you want this pile of money to do for you? Because that tells me which direction we need to go.
And what are some things you should definitely stay out of, though, at this point?
Well, I would not want my ship to where you couldn't turn it around pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would want to be able to get out quickly if I needed to.
So you don't want to be locked into anything really long term, huh?
Right.
Right. Yeah. So... and then, like a lot of people looking at annuities, life insurance policies again, because you got policies that will actually pay you 5% guaranteed interest per annum, or, substantially right. more than what's being paid now. Is that a good place to be, or are there downfalls to that?
Well, again, it depends on the kind of money it is. Is it qualified, non-qualified? Are you looking for income? I want increasing income. That is absolutely of the utmost importance, because if you don't have increasing income, inflation will clean your clock.
Yeah.
So you have to have the ability for that income to increase. Annuities are fine if they're used the right way. And usually where I see people get in trouble with those is when you don't use them for what they were intended to be used for. Mm-hmm. So you need a hammer and you're trying to do the job with a screwdriver.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. You need to have the right tool in the right place. Mm-hmm. So the stock market is fine. If you're younger and your goal is to build your portfolio and you're saving and you can take advantage of the dollar cost averaging, then fine. We're going to sit down and talk about the stock market and the things and the options that you have there. Where a lot of people need help is with their 401ks, and we help, the folks reallocate in their 401ks.
Right.
So, I tell you always put into that 401k at least up to the match. Don't you walk away from free money.
Mm-hmm. Free money.
Always.
Nothing like free money, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So free money, if it's presented to you, always take it. Don't think twice about it, as long as it's really free. Sometimes these things come with strings, though, right?
And yes, sometimes they do. So, you want to see how long does it take you to vest? Now, usually when you put in, sometimes it takes a vested period to get the employer's match, but that's okay. Heck, take your chance.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always get yours. We know what you put in, but yes, always, always take the free money if an employer is matching within a retirement plan.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And what are you thinking for the economic outlook? Is everything our happy days here again, or is this just, is the debt bomb going to blow up?
We know that this year we have a good outlook for this year coming up. Our outlook is pretty good, but you can't ignore the world situation. You can't ignore North Korea. You can't ignore what's going on in the Middle East. You can't ignore nature, like we saw this weekend. Gas prices. Things are going to happen that you don't see on the charts and the technical indicators, like I said. So you've got to use some common sense, and you've got to stay up on what's going on around you. And around the world. This is now a global economy. It's no longer just a U.S. economy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, totally. So I couldn't agree with you more. Like, what happens? The butterfly flapping its wings someplace in South America and creates a tsunami in Asia, right? I mean,
exactly. I mean, look at Venezuela.
Yeah.
You know, is that the next boiling pot?
Well, take your pick. Venezuela, North Korea, China. I mean, who knows? It's really there's so many black swans circling that you don't know which one is going to be the one that tips us over, if one will happen at all. I mean, it was amazing since 08, you know, nothing has happened, really no major disasters since 08. That's pretty remarkable in itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. You know, I've kind of been watching the storm and, you know, the oil refinery shutting down and the gas prices going up, you know, that's going to affect things. Mm-hmm. Remember, that's gas prices, not oil prices. There's a difference.
Yeah.
There's no oil price. We could stand for the oil price to go up, but we don't want the gas price to go up.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the way it works.
You know, we don't have control. There's a lot of things we have the zero control over here, Angela, and that certainly is one of them. Hey, so people, I know you're going to want to find out more about Angela, about Sloan Financial. Where's the best place to check you guys out and connect with you?
You can go to our website, which is sloanfinancial.net, or you can give us a call. It's 1-800-298-2892. And there again, it's sloanfinancial.net.
All right.
Be glad to help you if we can.
All right. And hey, if you got any questions or comments, email me at kl@carrielutz.com. The Twitter feed, which has really been going crazy lately, is @CarrieLutz. And the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. And go to the site, sign up for the free newsletter. Angela, thank you so much for coming on. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you for having me. You have a wonderful week.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.